Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. May 11, 2023. The creator turns his face back when he runs away. The work that a person has to do in this life is called from a lowlishma to come to lishma, that is, to rise to be stole from the beastly state, which is called lowlishma. However, lowlishma is also a high degree in comparison to the life of an ordinary person in this world who does not understand where he is, what he lives for, and for whom life is determined only by the demands of his body. But at some point, development brings a person to a state called lowlishma. This is a very important period, which is actually even more significant than our idea of the state of lishma. In the state of lowlishma, we do not yet reveal the Creator and we do not feel our connection with Him or our mutual bestowal. Yet this connection already exists, only it is not face to face, but rather it is from the opposite side. It is written about this that the Creator is like a gazelle that turns its face back when it flees. It is exactly in this position that we feel ourselves in lowlishma. Sometimes it seems to us that we are close to the Creator and sometimes that we are far away. In this way we gradually begin to feel changes in His attitude toward us, and this causes great changes in us. This is how the Creator teaches us to be in contact with Him in all kinds of states and actions, and brings us closer to Him. Although the Creator seems to be running away all the time, sometimes He looks back and invites us to follow Him. And He does it again and again until a correct and constant attitude is built within us, from all His actions. After all, there is nothing static in spirituality. Spirituality changes every moment. If something does not change, then it is not spirituality but corporeality. Spirituality always brings changes in our relationship with the Creator. We should try to follow Him and react to all the changes we receive from Him. And so we will come from a lowlishma to lishma. Lowlishma is a very important state, and it is necessary to know how to use it in order to then enter into lishma. From the first part of the Daily Kabbalah lesson May 6, 2023. From a lowlishma, not for her sake, we come to lishma, for her sake. All the letters came before him. When the Creator wished to create the world, all the letters came before Him, from last to first, Zohar for all, introduction of the book of Zohar, the letters of Rav Hamnuna Saba, item 23. Question: why do the letters come to Him in reverse order, starting with the last letter in the alphabet Tav and so on to the letter Aleph? Answer: it is because we are talking about letters as vessels and about the light that creates them in reverse order. The light moves from above downward, and the letters rise from below upward. In this way, the light is connected with the desires that it creates. Therefore, the letters approach the Creator in reverse order and allegorically ask Him to create a world with their qualities. It all starts with the last letter. Question: does it mean that, for example, Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, who wrote the book of Zohar, revealed how the light created his desires in him? Have people attained what we are studying now? Answer: of course. Kabbalists have revealed this, attained it, formalized it, and passed it on to us. Comment: this is not like the Big Bang theory that seems to have happened billions of years ago, but no one saw it, so it is all theory. My response: no. Here we are dealing with the passing of the heritage of Kabbalists' attainments from generation to generation. From Kab TV's introduction of the book of Zohar, April 23, 2023. Up to your ears in a donkey. The wisdom of Kabbalah tells us about the soul, about the closest and most innate thing for everyone. It explains what to do with this internal structure, how you can develop it, and begin to feel it. After all, your eye is hidden somewhere very deep within you, and you do not feel it at all. You exist in your animalistic body, which lives for some period of time and dies. Imagine that your dog, pig, or donkey lives next to you. And you are kind of inside them. Your thoughts are in this donkey, your desires are in it, your motives are in it, everything is in it, in this donkey that stands next to you. And you yourself do not exist. You are near it, but you do not exist. Absolutely everything that is in you is in him. This is how we exist in our world, without even imagining that we have to get out of it, break away a little, and find ourselves existing separately from the donkey standing next to us. Let him stand, let him live, and let us give him the most necessary things. It needs nothing but water and a bag of grain. Give it good grain and it will be content with that. Everything else is the soul. But we do not even touch it, we do not tear ourselves away from our donkey. Question: do I still somehow associate myself with this donkey? Answer: all the time. You live in it. Apart from that, you do not have a single thought of who am I? This is what you do not have: disconnection from the donkey. You are up to your ears in the donkey. From Cab TV's I Got a Call. Head over heels inside the donkey. February 2nd, 2011. Egoism versus spiritual forces. Question: why were Jews previously forced to live in shtetls in Europe or driven into ghettos? Why were they treated in this way? Answer: because if you feel that I am the bearer of spiritual values and I prevent you from proclaiming yourself the bearer of these values, you must destroy me. You must constantly show yourself, your children, and everyone else that I am low, insignificant, and worthless. Look what the Creator allows me to do with him because the truth is with me. This is a purely egotistic attitude toward one's ideological opponent. What did Europe do? Entire Jewish cities were slaughtered and burned there. When I was in England, they showed me the places where all the Jews were herded into synagogues and burned alive. Antisemites are not aware of their actions. They are subconsciously driven by the source of our egoism, which is actually spiritual. They cannot agree that there is a representative of spiritual forces in the world. Antisemitism has no rational roots. Antisemites can justify their actions in any way, but in the end, this source is suspended in the upper world. It comes from the opposition of Jacob and Esau. There is no getting away from this, and it will be so until the end of the correction. This will escalate further in future confrontations between Islam, Christianity, and Judaism until Kabbalah takes over. From Cab TV's I Got a Call. Leitman's Teacher, January 23, 2011. Two levels of perception. Comment: in our world, we always identify a person through their appearance. I see someone and activate my inner perception of him. It turns out that identifying one by his physical appearance is, in fact, incorrect. My response: of course. Until we begin to feel a higher level, a person for us represents the parameters we can feel, that is, his appearance along with his character and qualities. This is all corporeal. The next level is when we begin to feel his soul. Question: do you mean the feeling of his soul in the material world? Answer: there is no soul in the material world. The material world is a dimension where everything is arranged according to the principle of receiving. While the soul is a quality of bestowal. Therefore, it cannot be felt in the material world. Question: but you say when we gain spiritual perception, this world does not disappear. So while in this world, you can also perceive another world? Answer: yes, you feel another dimension. But they do not overlap because they work on different properties, like radio frequencies. From Cab TV's I Got a Call. Organ Transplant, January 9, 2011. Imitating a Kabbalist? Comment: when one of the students quotes you, it sounds ridiculous because it is obvious that the person is not at that level. But when you speak, It is completely different. My response, it is because there is inner attainment and energy in my words. Since I am talking about what I feel at the moment and bring it down to the level of the person I am talking to and I pass it to him. Question: when a person quotes you, but he is not at that level, does it give him something? Answer: of course. By constantly repeating me, he somehow adjoins me, and I, in turn, to the upper one. In this way, he connects to the spiritual ladder from the world of infinity and up to it like a small child who tries to become like an older one and thus grows. Contradictions, however, will not give a person any growth. From CabTV's I Got a Call. Imitating Lateman, February 22, 2011. Study the plan of nature. Nature has its own plan of development. But have we developed according to our plans until today? All of the plans that we build are collapsing. What plans does nature have? Let us get to know them, attain them, and have a look at them. It is always worth knowing at least the thing we exist in. We cannot do anything with the surrounding nature, we are part of it. Even when we think we want something, it is also from this very nature. We cannot exit it, and I cannot exit out of myself. No matter how hard I try, I am still inside of my nature. So what is this internal program according to which I change all the time? I need to understand this, otherwise, this program pushes me to who knows what. If I get to know it, it is quite possible that in accordance with it I will develop comfortably and in a good way. I will feel good, and everyone will feel good. It is time for humanity to stop being so clueless. The wisdom of Kabbalah speaks about this. Therefore, it is now being revealed and calling us, first of all, to study nature, not how to subordinate it to ourselves, but how to subordinate ourselves to it. There is nothing complicated about it. There are only two forces in nature: the force of reception and the force of bestowal. The force of bestowal is the upper force that created us, and animates everything. The force of reception is the force of all created beings, and in a human it is the biggest of all. Humans use it absolutely unreasonably and use all of nature and everyone around them to their own detriment. It means that we need to learn from nature how to optimally use both forces given to us. If we see how it does it, we will be fine. Call nature the creator, call it nature, it does not matter. That is, Kabbalah is the most natural, integral, and global wisdom about nature. Comment: but it is described in a very difficult way. Not everyone will be able to understand it. My response: I do not think physics and other sciences describe everything much easier. On the contrary, Kabbalah is a simple wisdom because it describes everything in feelings that are understandable to everyone. When you begin to operate with what Kabbalah says, then you experience these actions on yourself. They become the closest to you, the most real and most tangible, since they are just inside you. From CabTV's I Got a Call. Illusion of the World, February 1, 2011. Why is it forbidden to pronounce the name of the Creator? In the news, ATI, interesting words from other languages we wish existed in English: Mamilapinitape, Yagan, language of Tierra del Fuego. This word is mentioned in the Guinness Book of World Records as the most succinct word, and is also considered the hardest word to translate. Roughly, it means the wordless, yet meaningful look shared by two people who both desire to initiate something but are both reluctant to start. Question: what is the depth of the word? Answer: the word is the universe, the word is everything. In the beginning was the word. In general, this word is Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh. This is the four-letter name of the Creator that explains the four steps through which the upper emanation descends on his creation. And everything else comes from this word. Question: if you say that everything else comes out from it, then is this word, in every action, in general, in everything? Answer: in everything. Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh includes absolutely everything. Question: what is this magic? What kind of secret is it? What are these four letters that are in everything, in absolutely everything? Answer: this is the name of the Creator. That is, it includes the four stages of the expansion of the light from the Creator Himself to all creations. Question: does the light exist practically, in every word, in every action, and in everything? Answer: yes. And this word, the name of the Creator, includes all the words, practically everything, and everything that happens. Question: these are four letters. What does the first letter Yud mean? Answer: Yud is the source of the light. Hey, is the expansion of the light. Vav, is its descent downward. And the last Hey, is the clothing of the light in the lower ones that already exist. Question: it is said that it is forbidden to pronounce the name of the Creator. What is meant by this? Answer: in principle, you cannot pronounce it in any way. No matter how hard you try. This is because they are letters. And the word itself is not a word. It is just a code. Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh is a code. Question: and when it is said that it is forbidden to pronounce the name of the Creator. Answer: it means that it is forbidden to try to name his action. Because, in principle, it is hidden from a person. So do not try to do it. Forbidden means impossible. From CAB TV's News with Dr. Michael Leitman, March 23, 2023. Michael Leitman, on Quora: do people who go out to space and look at the Earth from afar undergo any kind of special change? Indeed, people who go out to space and view the Earth from afar come back differently. By detaching from us, even for a short period of time, they come back with a different opinion about how we should relate to life. They can then no longer negatively impact others because of their newly gained global and integral perspective of everyone and everything, that we are small creatures living on the same small planet. Accordingly, they disagree with the negative connections we have established, where we exploit and harm each other day after day. I think that we would transform our reality and our world if we could send us, all, the whole of humanity, out to space and bring us, all back. Doing so would pull us, out of our current perceptual bubbles, and we would gain a whole new perspective outside of these bubbles. Then, after exiting our previous bubbles, we would understand that life could be completely different. We would then agree to change ourselves. We would even do so against our own will because we would gain a new lens through which we would view reality. We would then become more mature and understand that it is incredibly childish to constantly struggle with one another in our limited lives here on Earth. Such a change of perspective to a globally inclusive view of ourselves and our world would lead us to a major change for the better. Based on the video, do people who go out to space and view the Earth from afar undergo any special kind of change? With Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman. Written, edited by students of Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman.